Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. These inspired words written by St. James present us with the truth that there are two kinds of gifts that come from God: good gifts and perfect gifts. Our sermon hymn paints a vivid picture of some of the good gifts of which James speaks. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. As dark and difficult as this world may often be, when we, as children of God, pause to consider every good gift that comes from our Father. Flowers and birds, mountains and rivers, the sunset and the sunrise, the very capacity that God has given us to taste and see that the Lord is good. When we consider all these things, what we quickly discover is that every good gift, it's something that reveals the thoughts of God. It proclaims his love, and at the same time, it brings great happiness to his children. For a moment, reflect on your own experience in gift giving, and I think you'll agree that in creation, we see the very definition of a good gift. When we're searching for a good gift for someone we love, what we always want to find is a gift that expresses the thoughts of our heart so well that the gift itself reveals our identity. A good gift, it doesn't need a tag. When someone unwraps a good gift, they know exactly who it's from. A good gift, it not only reveals the identity of the giver, it proclaims their love. The person to whom a good gift is given is drawn into an experience in which they know that they are loved by the giver. And finally, of course, a good gift is one that brings happiness to the person who receives it. The gifts of creation can most certainly be called good because they accomplish these things. They reveal God as the giver of every good gift. They manifest his love in such a way that we're drawn to him. And they bring with them a kind of joyful happiness that can't be taken from his children. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Have you ever noticed that the best things in this natural created world come not from the lowest points, but from the highest places? Think about the light and heat that's produced by the sun. Comes down to us, it warms our earth, it gives energy to the plants that provide food and oxygen for us. Think about the clouds above us, how they cast these cool shadows on hot summer days, and how they drop the rain that refreshes the face of the earth. The mountains that we look up to, well, they're the source of almost every major river, providing streams of water to quench our thirst and water our fields. So when we look at the natural world, what we find is that every good gift, all those things that make this world bright and beautiful and perfectly suited to be our home, well, they quite literally come to us from above. The ordinary natural life of all creatures, great and small, it's supported and enriched by the good gifts that come down in rays of light and heat, that fall down in drops of rain, or that stream down in rivers of water. These things that we witness every day, these good gifts from above, which we are able to taste and see in this ordinary natural life, well, they should lead us to contemplate every extraordinary, every supernatural, every perfect gift that is from above. For if our ordinary and natural life is supported and enriched by these gifts that come down from the heavens or the mountains, well, then how much more is our true and everlasting life supported and enriched by the perfect gift that has come down to us from the highest of all sources, the Maker of heaven and earth and the mountains. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. If we define a good gift as one that expresses the thoughts and the heart of the giver and proclaims their love, while at the same time bringing joyful happiness to the receiver, then how should we define a perfect gift? It seems that a perfect gift would be one which perfectly expresses the thoughts and the heart of the giver and fully declares their love, while at the same time bringing to the receiver a joy that is full and complete, even to the point of overflowing. The most perfect of all gifts has come to us from above. And this perfect gift is the gift of God Himself. In His Son, in the eternal Word of God made flesh, God has perfectly expressed the thoughts of His heart. And He has revealed Himself as the giver of every good gift and every perfect gift. Through His Son, through His one, full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, God has in an infinite and indescribable, unimaginable way proclaimed His love for each and every one of us. By His Son, by giving us the unimaginable gift of His only begotten Son, God has drawn us to Himself. And He's filled our hearts with an inexpressible joy that no one can take from us. In God, through Christ, by the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit, we receive the perfect gift from above, who is the complete expression of God's everlasting sacrificial love, and who fills our hearts and minds and lives with infinite, inexpressible joy. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down to us from the Father of lights. Everything we have in this world, from the smallest flower to the sun rising above the most majestic mountain, and everything we need for the next, from our first humble word of repentance to our Lord's divine proclamation from the cross that the work of our redemption is complete. It is finished. Everything we have and everything we need is a gift. We didn't buy it. We didn't make it. We didn't earn it, and we don't deserve it. It is simply the will of our gracious Heavenly Father to give these gifts, to the end that all who choose to receive them will be drawn to Him, will know His love, and will experience the joy of the Lord and the peace of God which passes all understanding. I'll leave you with this thought. As you know, the first chapter of Genesis begins with these words. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the context of this sermon, perhaps we could say, in the beginning, God created every good gift. Because that first chapter, which describes God creating the heaven and the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, and every living creature, in that chapter, God's creation is described over and over and over again as good. Until final at the end, we read, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good." All of creation, every good gift, packaged, wrapped up neatly in the first chapter of the Bible. When you read that chapter, it leaves you with the impression that the good gifts that come from our Father, they cost him nothing. The omnipotent creator of heaven and earth simply speaks his holy word, and every good gift comes into existence. Every good gift may cost God nothing. But the perfect gift cost him everything. The perfect gift cost the Father the life of his only begotten Son. The perfect gift cost the Son scandal and hatred, scourging and crucifixion. The perfect gift cost the Spirit, who is the bond of love that holds the Father and the Son together in Trinitarian communion. The perfect gift cost the Spirit more than our hearts and minds can begin to fathom. For it was through the Spirit that the Son offered himself to the Father. And so we see that only one God in three distinct persons could be the giver of the perfect gift of love. The Father is the giver. The Son is the gift, and the Spirit is the act of giving. As we, by the grace of God, unite ourselves to him in holy communion this morning, may we, by faith, with thanksgiving, receive his perfect gift of love into our bodies, and with he in us, and we in him, may our lives be a freely given, loving, and sacrificial response to the Father of lights, the giver of every good gift and every perfect gift. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.